From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo surveys the new aircraft of the Indonesian Air Force. Indonesian Health Ministry adds Indovac to second booster vaccine list. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inspected the new TNI or Indonesian Air Force C-130J30 Super Hercules aircraft. The review was before the president witnessed the handover of the main tool for the latest weapon system from Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto to TNI or the Indonesian Armed Forces Commander Admiral TNI Yudo Margono. The handover procession was carried out at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base, Jakarta on Wednesday morning. The president had time to inspect the cargo to the cockpit of the plane that had just arrived from the manufacturer Lockheed Martin in Marietta, Georgia, United States of America, to Indonesia on Monday. The president explained that the aircraft could reach all parts of Indonesia because the Super Hercules aircraft could fly 11 hours. The Indonesian Health Ministry added the country's first homegrown COVID-19 vaccine, Indovac, to the vaccine list for the second booster vaccination. Previously, the vaccine was only given to elderly people aged 60 years and over. The ministry's head of the Communications and Public Services Bureau, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said in a press release on March 7, 2023, the Indovac vaccine can be used for those receiving AstraZeneca primary vaccine series. Indovac in the second booster vaccination is for all people aged 18 years and over. The vaccine has received an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, or BPOM, and considers existing vaccines. Next, we have the World Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, along with Bogor Agricultural Institute, or IPB, conducted a survey of 132 villages in Indonesia to assess the level of digital innovation. This survey shows that West Java has implemented quiet progressive agricultural digital innovations in villages. Head of FAO representative in Indonesia and Timor Leste, Rajendra Arial, at a workshop on the results of an FAO survey in Bandung, West Java, on Tuesday explained several villages in West Java were assessed as implementing digital innovation technology in various activities. According to him, digitization of agriculture is one way to transform the food agriculture system in Indonesia. As a country with nearly 50% of the population living in rural areas and working as small farmers and fishermen, achieving benefits from agriculture by using digital technology is very important. The last national news comes from the state-owned fertilizer holding firm PT Pupuk Indonesia, together with Toyo Engineering Corporation, agreed to conduct a joint study on the construction of a green ammonia factory in Indonesia on Friday. The last national news comes from state-owned fertilizer holding firm PT Pupuk Indonesia, together with Toyo Engineering Corporation, agreed to conduct a joint study on the construction of a green ammonia factory in Indonesia on Friday. Deputy Main Director of Pupuk Indonesia Nugroho Kristianto said the study conducted by Pupuk Indonesia with Toyo will utilize the existing PIM2 ammonia urea plant located in Loksmawe, Aceh, to become a hybrid green ammonia plant. Now we move to the international news. The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, His Excellency Mr. Hussein Brahim Taha, expressed his deep compassion and solidarity with the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh after a massive fire blazed some camps in Cox Bazar and left many refugees shelterless on 5 March 2023. The OIC Secretary General called OIC member states and relevant institutions, as well as the world humanitarian community, to rescue the Rohingya victims of the blaze and provide them with the necessary support. The Secretary General also extended his appreciation to the government of the People's Republic of Bangladesh for its constant efforts made to improve the situation of the Rohingya refugees. A court in Western Thailand sentenced 5 poachers to prison terms of 5 years each for killing a female tiger and her cub in a national park last year. The provincial court ruled the 5 men broke conservation laws by killing the protected animals in Tong Pa Phum National Park, Kanchanaburi Province, before skinning their carcasses and smoking their bones to prepare them for sale on the illicit market. Park rangers made the discovery in January last year and seized the tiger parts. The court rejected the men's argument they had killed the tigers in revenge for attacks on livestock, ruling they should have felt protective of nature, given they lived in a community near the forest. Tigers are an endangered species with only about 4,500 remaining in the wild. That's according to the World Wild Fund for Nature. We end the news with the Indonesian Taekwondo national team managed to clinch a gold medal in the 2023 Bulgaria Open held in Sofia, Bulgaria on March 3rd to the 5th, 2023. Around 1,500 athletes from 29 countries participated in the G2-level International Open tournament. The championship featured the cadet, junior, and senior categories. The gold medal was backed by Nika Dek Henny Prikasih, who competed in the women's under 46 kilogram class. According to Indonesian Taekwondo coach Kim Song Il, the athletes had performed freely and the quality of their performance had improved. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary has a topic: achieving gender equality through technology and digital innovation. Today, March 8 is celebrated by the world community as an International Women's Day. It is an appreciation for the achievement and roles of women and girls all over the world. The theme for this year's commemoration is digital innovation and technology for gender equality. When viewed in general, many women have succeeded in achieving high achievements in various fields. There are many women who have the same profession as men in all aspects, including as the head of state or government. But there is one note submitted by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, which should be of concern. He warned that with the current conditions, it is estimated that gender equality will be achieved in 300 years. Guterres conveyed this at the opening of the UN Commission on the Status of Women meeting on Monday. In Indonesia, advancing gender equality and justice continues to be encouraged by the government. These efforts are carried out through various commitments and good practices. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Bintang Puspayoga, at the 2023 Indonesian Women's Gatra Citra Award event in Jakarta last month said that, from the start, the state had instructed every development sector to prioritize the principles of equality, fairness, and inclusivity. Women have great potential and contribution to their surroundings. The involvement of women is also important in realizing gender equality and sustainable development. The commitment and good practices undertaken by the government of Indonesia have started to show results. At least, this can be seen from the increase in Indonesia's ranking in the Global Gender Gap Report 2022, which was released by the World Economic Forum in July 2022. Indonesia's Gender Inequality Index score is the range of 0.697 on a scale of 0 to 1 and is ranked 92 out of 146 countries. It is hoped all of Indonesian women that gender equality and justice will soon be realized. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, continues to synergize with various elements to eradicate the gender gap, which is still experienced by most Indonesian women. But it is the responsibility of all Indonesian women to be able to achieve the desired result. Associated with the theme of this year's International Women's Day, Technology and Digital Innovation for Gender Equality, there is no reason for Indonesian women to be left behind. Moreover, looking at the data published by the Central Bureau of Statistics regarding accessing the internet according to gender, women access the internet by 54.70%. This is proof that Indonesian women are getting access to digital technology. It is the duty and responsibility of every Indonesian woman to develop and empower herself in terms of digital technology and innovation. This effort will create prosperity not only for herself, but also for the environment, the country, and even the world. Indonesian women's self-empowerment in terms of technology and digital innovation, with support from all parties, will certainly accelerate the achievement of gender equality and justice. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Happy International Women's Day 2023.
This is Voice of Indonesia. We do that in history. We begin with an event on March 8, 1942, when the Netherlands surrendered to Japan. On January 11, 1942, Japan declared war on the Dutch government by invading Borneo or Kalimantan and Celebes Island or Sulawesi. After that, Japan continued its invasion of the island of Java. Japanese troops landed on Java starting on February 14, 1942. Dutch troops supported by Britain and Australia were unable to withstand this Japanese invasion. Finally, on March 8, 1942, the Dutch surrendered to the Japanese by signing an agreement in Kalijati near Subang, West Java. Now we move to March 8 about the celebration of International Women's Day. March 8 was designated by the United Nations as International Women's Day, referring to the large women's demonstration in Russia on March 8, 1917. Initially, March 8 Women's Day was only celebrated in socialist and communist countries. But then, in 1977, the United Nations inaugurated every March 8 to be celebrated as International Women's Day to fight for women's rights and create the world peace. We enter the in history with an event on March 8, 2014 about Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 disappeared on March 8, 2014 en route from Kuala Lumpur International Airport to Beijing International Airport. The Boeing 777-200ER aircraft made the last contact with air traffic controllers less than an hour after takeoff. This aircraft carried 12 cabin crews and 227 passengers from 15 countries, most of whom were Chinese. As of March 18, 26 countries were involved in the search for this plane. Although its position is still unknown, on March 24, Malaysia Airlines officials and the Malaysian government believe the plane went down in the South Indian Ocean without survivors. Well, listener, that was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Paksa dia di
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues to accelerate the development of the battery-based electric motorized vehicle ecosystem, one of which is through an assistance program for the purchase of electric vehicles with a production base carried out domestically. On one hand, this policy is expected to make it more affordable for the people. On the other hand, the program also aims to attract electric vehicle manufacturers to invest in Indonesia. This was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Maritime and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in a press conference on battery-based EV incentive aid in Jakarta on Monday. On the official page of the Industry Ministry, it was stated that the EV purchase assistance policy will come into effect on March 20, 2023. The program is driven by reasons of increasing efficiency in energy security and energy conservation in the transportation sector, as well as realizing clean energy, clean air quality, and eco-friendliness. Mass adoption is a crucial factor to achieve this goal. However, the price difference between the eco-friendly electric vehicles and the conventional ones is an obstacle in the transition into using electric vehicles. So, Indonesian government reflects from various countries that pursue policies providing incentive to encourage the adoption of the battery-based electric motorized vehicle. In 2023, the government will provide assistance of 7 million rupees per unit for the purchase of 200,000 units of new electric bikes and 7 million rupees per unit for the conversion of 50,000 units of conventional fossil-fueled motorcycles into EV. The Industry Ministry, with a budget authorization for this program, prepares an assistance scheme for purchasing EV so that it is expected that the policy will be right on target. Meanwhile, the head of Fiscal Policy Agency, Febrio Kacaribu, said that the government assistance is prioritized for micro, small, and medium enterprises, especially recipients of the microloan program and micro business productive assistance, including the customers of 450 and 900 volt ampere electricity. This is to boost their business productivity and efficiency. Secretary General at the Energy and Mineral Resources Sri Damulyana said the EV users will be able to save 2.77 million rupees per year, while the government can save 32.7 billion rupees per year. Besides, it allows to reduce 0.03 million tons of the greenhouse gas effect while increasing employment. Then electricity consumption increases by 15.2 gigawatt per year.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku, yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasa rasakannya. Bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta selain cinta.
Mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Chatting with animals is one thing that can relieve fatigue from routine. One place that can eliminate routine fatigue is an animal park in this place. Visitors may enjoy not only a family tourism spot, but also education and environmental insight on how to see animal habitats in the wild. If the zoo is a limited animal environment, Taman Safari Indonesia is family tourism place that is close to animals and their environment. This park is made to resemble the original nature of these animals. Taman Safari Indonesia, which was built in 1980 in the former Kina Plantation Factory, is in the Ciberem area, Bogor Regency, West Java. This park also serves as a buffer for Mount Gede Pangrango National Park at an altitude of 1,800 meters above sea level.
Yang perlu diketahui di Taman Safari Indonesia itu ada 4 pilar.
It should be noted that in Taman Safari Indonesia there are 4 main pilars. The first one is conservation, the second is education, and the third is learning and science, namely research. Then the fourth one is recreation or picnics. So people may know that we are only a place for picnics, playgrounds and entertainment, even though our focus is conservation and education. At Taman Safari Indonesia, visitors may not only see animals from various countries up close, as in their natural state, but also interact with them.
Nah, untuk produk sendiri kita
as for our own products, until now, there are some that are visitors' favorites, such as the safari journey, walking around the animals, and then interacting, providing food for some animals, which are classified as herbivores or eat plants. Then there is the Panda Palace, which has become the prima donna of the last 5 years. Because only Adi Indonesia has been given that authority by TSI Bogor. We are limited to 2 pandas from China. Yuska, Marketing Communication for Taman Safari Indonesia Bogor, also said that Taman Safari Indonesia Bogor has the largest animal hospital in Asia.
Masyarakat itu belum tahu juga.
The community also does not know the existence of a hospital in Taman Safari Indonesia. The hospital at TSIB is the only pilot project hospital specifically for animals in Asia. Arguably the largest in Asia because of several facilities such as radiology for animals. We also really provide them with qualified medical personnel. One of the interesting educational activities in park, covering an area of more than 50 hectares, especially for those with an adventure spirit, is walking around at night.
Nah, salah satu kebanggaan dari TSIB itu,
one of the things that TSIB is proud of is something that the public need to know about. Every Saturday, we provide night safari facilities. So, the night safari goes around seeing animals at night. This can only be held by TSI Bogor and Prigen. Batang has also started to pioneer a night safari. Only we will focus on the pilot project at Taman Safari Bogor. Have you got any ideas for spending your weekends? Taman Safari Indonesia seems suitable for you to spend your weekends. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpi? Aku mau menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara jauh pergi, tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Aku aku cinta. Aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy. So stay tuned! We are going to present you a conversation entitled Bagaimana Cara ke Apotek? Bagaimana Cara ke Apotek? Which means how to go to the pharmacy. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a receptionist. Dev asks the way to go to the pharmacy to the receptionist. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bagaimana menuju ke apotek?
Anda dapat berjalan kaki lewat lobi belakang hotel.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. Menuju, menuju, which means toward or in this case means go. Ke apotek, which means to the pharmacy. Bagaimana menuju ke apotek? Bagaimana menuju ke apotek, which means how to go to the pharmacy. In the conversation, you hear the question, bagaimana menuju ke apotek? Bagaimana menuju ke apotek, which means how to go to the pharmacy. There is a question word, bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how, that is used to ask the way to do something. In the question, it is used to ask the way to go to the pharmacy. To ask the way to go to a place, the question word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how, can be followed by an expression to state an activity. For example, menuju ke, which means go to, and followed by a place. For example, apotek, apotek, which means pharmacy. To ask the way to go to a place, you can also use the expression pergi ke, which means go to, or cara ke, which means the way to, or in this context means get to, after the question word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. Let's listen to expressions to ask the way to go to a place. Bagaimana pergi ke restoran? Bagaimana pergi ke restoran? Which means how to go to the restaurant. Bagaimana cara ke restoran? Bagaimana cara ke restoran? Which means how to get to the restaurant. In Indonesia, you can buy medicine not only at the pharmacy, but also in a drugstore and supermarket. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bagaimana menuju ke apotek?
Anda dapat berjalan kaki lewat lobi belakang hotel.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for you. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sebuah rahasia, benarkah?
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a traditional song from Central Kalimantan entitled Mamangun Mahagalewu. The song was composed by Bobby Tarung, a young man from Dayak tribe from Kalimantan. Mamangun Mahagalewu means building and maintaining the village. The lyrics of the song invite people to unite and build their village. However, never let the building destroy nature. Well, listener, here is the song Mamangun Mahagalewu by Nelvira. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.